Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome, RotoGrind, Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast, back with you. As I promised, the Fix Podcast is going to be a little bit different here moving forward. You're going to get a lot of our content on RotoGrinders, like our six packs. You're still going to get some of me, but it's not going to be every single day. We're going to be doing cool things like this, and it's an interview with a player which most of you probably are not too familiar with, as he is grinding daily fantasy, but he's doing it basically about as far away from us as possible. We'll give you the insights. His name is Jay Kincaid. He goes by JK123. And Jay, welcome to the show. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Well, if people have not recognized, just in that quick introduction, he has a bit of an accent. And let the people know exactly where you're at, Jay. What's the location for you?
So I'm sitting here right now in Melbourne, Australia. It's 10 a.m. where I am. I guess it's nighttime where you are. NBA just locked here at nice old 10 a.m. So, yeah.
Okay, so you are somebody who grinds daily fantasy across the globe from us. You're playing a lot of American sports here on, you know, sites like DraftKings and whatnot. Let's hear how you got into this, because, you know, for the longest time, I mean, DraftKings was not even out there, so I'm not super familiar with how daily fantasy exists in Australia, especially, you know, in a country where I know sports betting is legal and fantasy sports is probably not quite as ingrained in society as it was here in the States.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say that fantasy sport is pretty ingrained here, but mostly for our sort of native sport, AFL or Australian rules football. So we only just got let on DraftKings recently, but before that we've been able to play on a couple of local sites that kind of popped up, you know, looking to emulate what DraftKings and FanDuel were doing. So there's been a healthy, sort of small but healthy and active community of fantasy, you know, players playing DFS over here, but the floodgates are kind of open now because we can actually get on DraftKings, which is obviously massive. As to how I got into it, similarly to a lot of other people, I have a poker background. So I always kind of knew about DFS because so many poker people or ex-poker people were getting into DFS in America. And I was always kind of, you know, gazing longingly from afar at what these guys were doing and wishing that I could get in on it. So it's been really exciting to be able to play against the best of the best and stuff from the U.S. now.
Now, tell me a little bit about the market, like, prior to DraftKings getting in, because obviously DraftKings pools all their liquidity, so people who are playing in Australia are playing in the same pools as, you know, the people in the U.S., and, you know, we're playing for upwards of, you know, $1 million on a single, you know, tournament win on Sundays. But prior to DraftKings getting into the market, what did it look like? Like, how big were the tournaments out there, and was it a situation where you've been playing just as kind of a hobby, or did you get so successful where you were doing it as like a legit source of income for you?
So the sites here are decent size. So the biggest tourneys would be around 100,000 guaranteed. More regularly, there'll be, you know, 20,000, 30,000, 50,000, depending on the sport. I read that book Dueling with Kings about like the early days of DraftKings and stuff, and it was kind of a bit familiar because when they're talking about, you know, back in the quaint old days when everything was small, that's kind of like what it's been like until now in Australia, but still like good action, and you know, decent capacity to make money. So I would say it's a hobby for me, but like I have been able to make some money at it, so that's been nice. But yeah, it's definitely been fun playing on the Aussie sites, and then I guess having DraftKings access is like, you know, trying to play in the major leagues kind of thing.
Now, the Aussie sites, did they also carry American sports? Because we all know, obviously, DraftKings does, but did they carry, you know, football and, you know, American football, basketball?
Yeah, they do.
No, I was just wondering, like, how popular was it over there on, you know, on those type of sites? Because it's not, you know, you can't really gauge it on DraftKings because you've got, you know, 98% of the market playing in the U.S. But over there, did you get, like, obviously the AFL pools were probably big, but were the NBA pools and the NFL pools decent enough over there in, you know, on those Aussie sites?
Yeah, NBA is pretty big. Like, NBA is massive in Australia. We obviously have some really good players in the league at the moment. It's like Ben Simmons and Patty Mills, Joe Ingles, and all those kind of guys. And I think just in general, I think NBA is really taking off around the world. So it's definitely really popular here, and people like to play it for fantasy as well and bet on it and stuff. NFL's less popular here, but there's still a healthy amount of people that you know, sort of like the sport, even though... Because NBA locks here in the morning, somewhere between, you know, 10 and 11 a.m., but NFL locks at between 3 to 5 a.m., which is obviously a pretty, you know, it's a put-off for most people, most sane people. But, you know, NFL fantasy is, it's obviously a great fantasy sport, and those of us that are really sort of into fantasy sport in general probably hold it in with a bit of prestige, you know, even internationally, just because everyone knows it's like the most hardcore fantasy sport or the biggest fantasy sport in America. So, yeah, but NBA is definitely a lot bigger over here.
And NBA, you know, we all know you got to be up to date on the news, certainly the last 30 minutes to an hour before the games lock. It's not too bad for you, you know, get up at, 7, 8, 9 a.m., get your coffee, read some news, enter some games, and like you said, it's games just locked here, and it's like 10 o'clock, so you get a morning of sweating NBA basketball. I think that would actually make me pretty jealous, because honestly, here on the East Coast of the U.S., I'm asleep half the time when the late games are going, so I'm somewhat jealous of you being able to do that. Not for NFL, but for NBA, maybe just a little bit.
Yeah, for sweating purposes, it's pretty good. Like, it's definitely can be a bit anxiety-inducing, like having to make these tough decisions at like 8 or 9 in the morning when you're just waking up. But in terms of the sweat, it's really good. And I'm sure that contributes to the popularity here, because people can get in some teams before work or when they're just starting work and then kind of like sneakily check them throughout the day. Yeah, I think people enjoy that a lot.
We're talking with JK123. The username, and he's actually ranked second. We just recently partnered up over at RotoGrinders with dailyfantasyrankings.com/AU. And it's funny because the first time I went to this site, I was like, oh my goodness, there is an Australian version of RotoGrinders, because they have built a really great community out there, a lot of it based on rankings, doing content. And we were so excited about, you know, what they were getting into in a market outside of the U.S. that we said, hey, we gotta partner with these guys. So we're working together with them to kind of spread the, spread the awareness and help them grow as a company, because we're really excited about the job that AJ and the crew are doing out there. And currently ranked second, but definitely with the most wins out there on the Australian site. Now, let's quickly get back on NFL here, because you mentioned 3 to 5 a.m. is when those games, you know, typically lock for you guys. Do you actually wake up, like, around that time, like 3 a.m.? Do you set the alarm? Do you stay up to make sure, you know, there's not any late scratches? Or are you at the mercy of the late scratch because that's a ridiculous thing to do? What do you do for NFL Sundays?
Well, for me personally, like, I play pretty heavy volume, so it would be kind of irresponsible to be asleep when it starts. So I basically just warp my sleeping pattern on the weekend. I've gotten pretty good at it, you know, so that I'll wake up late enough on Sunday that I can stay up all of Monday and then reset it for Tuesday, which is definitely a challenge with NBA on at the same time. So I've got to somehow, like, be there for lock at, you know, 3 a.m. on a Monday morning, but then also be there for lock or be there to work hard at, you know, 9 a.m. on the Tuesday or whatever. It's definitely a bit of a challenge. I'd say for the average Aussie that plays, you know, it's much more likely that they either just let it ride or maybe set an alarm. I think a lot of people probably set an alarm for like 4 or 5 in the morning and get up pretty early, and maybe the games have kicked off, but they still get to see a lot of them, follow what's going on, that sort of thing.
How available are the games to actually watch on television or even online? I'm not sure how the streaming works or how the television or media deals work in Australia versus what we have here in the States, but are most of the games available? Like, can you get an NFL package or an NBA package where you can, well, you know, pick which games you want to watch?
For NFL, it's awesome because we have NFL Red Zone. It's just part of the normal sort of sports cable package here. And that's definitely how I got into NFL and how I'd imagine a lot of other people get into it, because that's obviously a pretty awesome product. We get the premier, you know, Monday Night Football and stuff as well. We get like all the marquee games for NFL and Red Zone. For NBA, we basically just get, I guess, whatever the big national games are over there. So maybe like a game a day or two games every 2 days or something like that. They'll have sort of on and off. But so for NBA, people that are into NBA definitely stream it here. NFL, though, is pretty good on TV.
Now, you mentioned AFL is the sport, and I'm super curious to see, and, you know, there's been rumors that, you know, DraftKings is going to offer games. You know, I believe the season starts in about March or April, so we'll have to wait and see on that. But what does AFL fantasy really look like? You know, especially because if DraftKings offers it, they're going to offer it to U.S. customers as well. And there's a lot of kind of degenerates out here who are like, oh, there's a fantasy game, I might as well give it a try. So what exactly does Australian League's football fantasy look like?
I reckon it's a pretty good hybrid between NBA and NFL. It's sort of got the same thing as NBA, where stats are accumulated quickly and with lots of small things. You know, the kind of same way as like, rebounds, assists, points, just a constant stream of scoring. AFL's a lot like that, but it's definitely got a bit of the randomness of NFL. Like, it's higher variance than something like NBA, where people are going to score pretty close to what you'd project them to score. It's got a bit more deviation in AFL. So I reckon it's a really fun fantasy sport. And a good amount of skill to it as well.
And I mean, you mentioned that fantasy is big out there. I mean, is AFL, like, is season-long AFL something that happened, obviously, way before daily fantasy AFL? And, like, is that – I'm not sure if you're – how familiar you are with season-long NFL here in the U.S., but it is legitimately – everybody plays it. Like, you know, Janice in accounting plays it. Like, everybody has some sort of fantasy team. Is that how it works in Australia with Australian League football?
Yeah, pretty close, pretty much. Definitely the same sort of thing, where with, you know, groups of mates and people, you know, from back in the day, high school, you know, you still have your league that you put together. And, yeah, season-long's definitely really big here, and that definitely fuels – it's honestly pretty similar to NFL over there, I think. It's what fuels the popularity of AFL-DFS over here.
Now, I think this is a interesting question because it potentially – you know, especially with the laws changing here in the U.S. surrounding gambling. But as far as I know, you know, sports betting is very much legal in Australia. Why do you think people play fantasy out there and play daily fantasy out there instead of betting the games? You know, here in the U.S., we never had a choice. You know, unless you were in Las Vegas, you weren't able to bet the games, you know, legally or in a regulated market. Obviously, we could do some offshore stuff or find a bookie. But why do you think there's kind of been this demand for daily fantasy when there's other sort of betting allowed legally within Australia?
I mean, just because it's an awesome game, I think. DFS is super fun, you know. You can go really deep into it, and it rewards you for following sports, you know, super, super closely, whereas sports betting is nice for people that just want to sweat, and it's casual, and, you know, you can't, you know, the mistakes that you'll make are just small mistakes. If you're going to lose, you're going to lose at a smaller clip kind of thing if you're not putting time in. But for people that actually want to, you know, be, like, Australia is really sports mad country. So for people that just want to be fanatical about different sports, DFS is pretty great because it kind of encourages and rewards that, I think. But I would say that it probably did hamstring the popularity of DFS a little bit here, I reckon. I imagine it caught fire a little bit more in America just for the reasons that you mentioned about people that want to bet. Well, this is the main legal way that they could do it. But it's still popular over here, and I think you end up with a more dedicated pool of people playing it, and I'm sure the same will stay true in America as well, where people are, sure. there are people that have been playing it for years that just love it and have been doing it every day or every week for years. But I think, I don't know, I can't see why you'd quit just because you can bet totals and stuff. I mean, that's not that exciting.
It's very different. Like, you know, not only, I've always felt like with Daily Fantasy, especially as everything has grown, you know, you're spending a little bit amount of money with a potential to win an absolute ton, which is unusual, especially if you're betting just totals outside of, you know, maybe large parlays. And then the other aspect is, you know, peer versus peer. I mean, I still think there's something to be said for competition in that, you know, I'm matching my wits versus another person, not necessarily versus, you know, an algorithm that a sports book put together that's extremely efficient. And, you know, how are you finding in terms of the games in themselves? Like, you've been doing it for a while, but do you find the AFL games to be softer in Australia than, say, the NBA games that you're playing on DraftKings now? Like, can you tell a big difference in terms of the competition and how sharp or non-sharp they are? I'm curious about the difference between the two sites, especially now that, you know, you're on DraftKings, you can play against American competition.
Yeah, definitely. I would say, though, people here are so obsessed with AFL. The AFL games, there's definitely really good value to them, for sure. But there are a bunch of good players as well. But I would say that for the American sports over here, they've always been pretty easy to beat if you're really trying, because most people don't know that much. They don't have that background of knowledge of all the players. So if you actually kind of learn a bunch of stuff, you can have a pretty massive edge over other Australians at American sports. Playing on DraftKings has definitely been a real challenge. There are obviously heaps of really good players. But there's still decent value, I think, on DK, like especially in NFL, because there's just so many people playing. That I think it's pretty good.
Do you play any, is cricket a thing out there as well? I know there's zero presence of it here in the United States, but on that side of the world, there's a, you know, it's a widely popular game, and I'm curious if there's a DFS game for that and, you know, whether or not, you know, there's much traction around that in Australia.
Yeah. There's a shortened form of the game called Big Bash, and that's really what the DFS is here. So I guess if you were comparing it to baseball, it's kind of like, like a home run derby. I don't know. There's just a lot of, they're just smashing the ball all around the park as opposed to the slower, more strategic form of the game. So it's better for fantasy because there's more scoring and it's over quickly and there's big swings. So that's actually a really sort of degenerate fantasy sport, because you could be winning a tourney and then not even be in the money like two balls later kind of thing. So it's pretty swingy.
Well, that sounds like the showdown slates on NFL these days, where you can go from winning a ton of money to not cashing in literally one play.
Yeah, That's a perfect comparison. It's exactly like that, yeah, where a guy makes a big play and everything changes, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what DraftKings does. You know, they've talked about the international expansion, and, you know, getting into Australia market is certainly, you know, a big deal for them, and we'll be waiting to see if they do offer, you know, some of these Australian League sports. And yeah, like you guys will probably eat it up because there's going to be so many like fishy American players who are just degenerates making lineups. So I know that's something that you're excited about. But did you always have an interest in American sports, or was this like strictly driven from like, oh, here's like something cool that I can bet on that's, you know, kind of skill based in the same vein as, you know, poker, which I was playing?
Yeah, I grew up sort of in the 90s when basketball was just massive. It was probably the first time that it boomed around the world and became more of an international sport, I guess. So, you know, the Bulls and, you know, Barkley and Shaq and all that kind of stuff. Like a lot of people around my age, there's definitely that seed was planted, you know, around my teenage years of NBA being this cool thing and, you know, basketball cards and all that kind of stuff. So definitely I've always liked NBA and I've played basketball and stuff. NFL, honestly, like I'd never even seen NFL played until I was probably in my late 20s. Like I'd never even really thought about it other than being this funny thing that's on movies and stuff. And then when I just came across it and started watching it, I just fell in love with it. I love the spectacle of it. It's so dramatic and there's so much strategy. You know, the coaching is so important. So I would say a lot of people in Australia would have never, ever watched an NFL game, but basketball is a pretty normal part of, I don't know, the fabric of our sporting society here or whatever.
So I'm curious, you know, in DraftKings and, you know, a lot of different sites that we have in the U.S., we've got what we call live finals, you know, championships where people come together and, you know, we go to a bar or a game or something like that, and then we make our lineups and we sweat them. At the end of the day, we get usually obnoxious wrestling belts. We're really, really drunk, and it's a fun, fun time. Is that anything like that exist currently, and have you tried to qualify for, I don't know, the football championship? Basketball championship hasn't obviously been launched yet, but I'm sure we're going to see it in the not-too-distant future. Like, does that exist? Is that something that, you know, might be fun to try and chase for you?
No, honestly, we pested the site to try and give us a live final because we really wanted it, and that's definitely been something that's been a shame here. Because I'm sort of envious of people that play over there that know each other and meet each other at live finals, and a lot of the good players, you know, friends with each other, and I think that's pretty cool. Whereas here, you know, the main people that I've competed against in Australia, like, I've never met them, you know, I don't know what they look like. So I definitely like to do a live final. As to the American ones, it's a bit tough because they have the really big one, and that, I'm like, I just don't want to lose infinite money chasing a seed in it. And then they have the King of the Beach one, which would be awesome, but it's a long way to fly just for kind of a smallish buy-in at the ultimate live final sort of thing. And it's that thing as well, like, even if it'd be cool for the social aspect and to meet some people, but like, again, I'll just fly back to Australia and never see them again kind of thing. So I'd definitely love to do a live final. DraftKings have kind of maybe hinted a little bit that if they get AFL running, they might run a live final out here in Australia, which I'd imagine would be pretty cool for any Americans that manage to qualify.
Yeah, married guy,
that would be exciting.
As the married guy, the one thing that I love about the live finals is it gives me a reason to, like, take my wife on vacation somewhere. Like, oh, we got to go down to Key West this weekend, honey. I'm sorry. I got to compete in this tournament. I can't tell you how exciting it would be to be like, hey, honey, we got to go to Australia to compete in a DFS final. I am all for that. No question about it. And I hope if somehow you'd qualify for a live final, they'd up the flight ante a little bit. I think it's like $1,000. Like, I don't know if that's going to cut it, you know, trying to come from Australia all the way out here. But, you know, Jay, it would be fun to meet you at one of these things. So, you know, I agree. Chasing live finals is not a great way to build a bankroll. But you even recognize it. Like, there's a whole lot of fun that kind of goes along with it. And it's crazy. Like, a lot of even the sounds cheesy, but like friends that I've made in life, even beyond just DFS, I've met at these type of things. So hopefully they come out there to Australia. And if you qualify for one out here, don't send a proxy. Make the roadie. Have you been to the States before? Have you been out here?
Yeah, I've been a few times. Yeah, I really like it.
Did you compete in the? I know you're big into poker. Like, how are you still? Are you still playing poker right now? And are you live or more online? What's the poker world for you right now?
No, I haven't played for a few years. It's actually illegal to play online poker here now, which
really?
Is strange. Yeah, the live games are still really good, but I've been just playing DFS really. But yeah, I did go out there a few times for the World Series and stayed in Vegas for a while. And yeah, so that aspect of it, that I guess that's familiar to me, what it would be like to do a finals, because that's what the whole Vegas experience is like. And you're just kind of meeting people you played against online from all around the world or around the place. And yeah, that was definitely like a great part of tournament poker is, the kind of scene or community and people that you meet. So yeah, hopefully one day either over here or over there, so I'll be able to make it to a live final.
Yeah, that would be fun. Well, it's really cool to talk with somebody here who does what we do, but does it on a completely... I guess the timing is the thing that just is the most backwards thing for me. But who knows? Like maybe in like 6 months, we'll be grinding your sports. Like what time does AFL? Or Australia, what is it, Australian League football, when does that start? Like, what's the timing on that in terms of, like, roster lock to, I guess, East Coast here in the U.S.? So just to figure out, like, what I'm getting into if I decide to get into this.
Yeah, so the big slates on the weekend are a couple of hours from now. So I guess that's when the late games kick off for NBA around that kind of time is when it would lock here. So that's probably pretty doable.
Oh, very doable.
And it's a good time of year as well, I guess, because I think maybe MLB is starting around that time and there's a bit of golf, but not much else. It's not like NBA is kind of winding down and NFL's over. So for anyone that's, looking for something to gamble on and, I know there are people that do kind of grind the exotic sports, like obviously tennis and college football and I don't know, whatever else. So, yeah, definitely add AFL to the roster because it is a really good fantasy sport. It's really interesting.
I am sweating Toledo versus Western Michigan right now. So I am one of those guys. Have you gotten into the golf at all? Do you play DFS golf? I mean, obviously lots of, Australian players on the tour.
I didn't know that much about golf or, the golf scene, the golf world, before DFS, but I got into it for DFS and I really like it. It's something different. Like way more random and unpredictable, but in a pretty fun way, I think. Yeah, so I've liked playing that.
Yeah, 4 day sweat. You can't beat that. You get the cut, you get like double sweat. Like my guy's going to make the cut, or are they not? So last question, and if you haven't, I hope you do it soon. Have you joined Roto Grinders in terms of us being able to get you into our rankings? Because I think it would be interesting to see how you rise up the rankings versus U.S. players. Because right now you're second out there with the Aussies, but have you joined up on the RG rankings yet?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
I think I'm like 17th for NFL or something, which is not too bad. Cause I can only
17th? Like overall? Hold on, I got to bring this up real quick. I thought the answer was going to be no, not yet.
No, I mean, I'm at a disadvantage as well because I can only play DraftKings and other people play multiple other sites.
You are 15th in NFL right now, 300th overall. That's pretty good. 15th in NFL, the 15th best ranked player on our site is somebody who lives in Australia. That's amazing to me.
I mean, I've been playing pretty heavy volume, so definitely helps. But yeah, I can't get enough of it, honestly. I just love it. It's something that I always sort of maybe hoped would happen, but never really thought it would actually happen, getting to play on DK. So now that I can play it, I'm like in every comp on every slate, just getting as much of it as I can.
So are you like, do you fire like cash games and tournaments as well, or you do all these things?
Yeah. I play cash as well. I think I'm better at tournaments. I focus more on tournaments, but I do click into the cash games as well.
Well, there you go. Yeah. He's, high volume. If you see JK123 out there, you think he's a fish. I got news for you.
Yeah.
He's not, boys and girls. He's pretty damn good. Jay, really appreciate you making some time for me. Great conversation. Excited to kind of, talk to somebody, doing what I do on the other side of the world, and obviously you're having a ton of success with it. And, if we get some AFL, I might lean on you every now and then for a pick or two. I know you don't want to give all the secrets away, but at least on the tutorial on what I need to know. So certainly appreciate you jumping on with us today on the picks.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me. It was fun.
All right, that's going to do it for today's episode. Thanks so much for listening and subscribing over there on iTunes. Be back for another episode very, very shortly. I am Dan Bach, and as always, good luck in all your games.